Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Scientist Fixation. This file is dangerous. It is about a fantasy where you are chased, observed, manipulated by some kind of external influence, someone you probably don't even know. Technology is all around us, and I'm sure that you've sometimes considered how it could be used against you. There are so many ways in which technology can guide, support, and help us. Then again, there's just as many ways in which it can make us fall, trip over our thoughts, and maybe even get trapped by some kind of devious intent. Before I begin drawing you deeper into this fantasy, this experience that might cause some discomfort, I must warn you. This will mess with your head. It may cause you to consider that what happens in here is real. Remember that it's only a fantasy. After all, things like this can't really happen, can it? But of course you are here to listen, to hear a tale or some kind of story that is happening to you. An experience that draws you in, that pulls you deep, that traps you in some kind of world, some kind of experience that is hard to escape. Maybe there is no escape. It doesn't even matter where you are. Someone has taken interest in you. Maybe it's your mind or your perception, your ideas or fantasies. Someone has been watching you, observing where you go, how you behave. You might even say that someone has been wanting to run some kind of experiment on you, maybe even to trap you, to hunt you down. They would never do anything so crass as to use physical force. Oh no, this person, this scientist wants to explore, figure out which buttons to push to make you surrender. Which sensations create a world in which you are ready to surrender, to give in? Oh, yes. There are so many buttons to push, so many ways in which to trap you, and many of them wouldn't even be obvious. And Do you remember the last time you went out to a store? That one of the employees was looking at you. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I wonder if you could notice them recording your actions. A simple text message describing what you were doing. Maybe you were being watched over the cameras in the building. At the same time, there could be words spoken over the Tannoy system that are about you. Yet whenever you try to listen, they sound innocent. But that's not the worst of it, is it? No, it's when you're back home, in your safe place where things become really weird. Technology sometimes misbehaves. It doesn't always do what you want it to do, which is usually the result of, well, either something you've done or something the people who've made the software have done. Then again, some of those misbehaviors almost seem intentional. Like a strange flicker, a distortion of color, the creation of a word, a beautiful, soft sound. Speaking, whispering. Maybe it is something innocent, maybe it is not. Especially nowadays, when there's more than one smart device around you, they can work together. Lights could dim ever so slightly as you stare a little too long at your screen, fascinated by something happening on it, making minutes fade away for moments at a time, until you blink and you've realized that you've been staring at complete nonsense for minutes. It's all perfectly innocent, of course. It's not like certain phrases, certain sights and sounds are slowly affecting you to feel different, affected by a drive, feeling that is spreading slowly through your body, as little sparks of inspiration appear to move through your mind. A flash, or a word, a shape that seems to shift and draw your focus, making you zone out so blissfully, staring. Blink as you realize that you are once again drifting off. But I suppose the strangest thing is how sometimes it just seems as if the air itself is affecting you, creating first subtle and then more and more intense reactions in your body, creating deep sensations that spread with every breath, as if something without any direct clear scent is in the air. see the commands that keep echoing through your mind. Every time you try to look at it with your conscious attention, they seem to fade away and nothing is happening. But as soon as you zone out, there is this echo in the back of your head, obey, this sort of feeling of wanting to give in, of thoughts being plucked out of your head, obey, of this wonderful feeling of surrender that keeps drifting in and out of attention, obey, a blink. An awareness of your feelings. Sometimes fantasies seem to answer those sensations. It would be nice. Submission can feel really good after all. Obeying can definitely inspire certain situations. I'm sure this isn't the first time that you've been fantasizing about giving in somehow. Now that you think about it, it would be nice to just look, focus, drift a little longer, obey, to listen to the words, the feelings, the sensations, to see yourself submit, obey, to feel yourself fall into that state deeper and deeper. It all seems so natural, all seems so blank, aware, awake. I wonder how it would feel to walk through your own house. Not quite sure if the misbehaving of electronics, of devices, is controlled somehow like you are. Is it merely your imagination, or is something else at play here? Would you know which one it is? At the same time, it doesn't appear to make a difference if you're inside or outside. Every screen you walk past could be randomly saying something to you, obey, as if they are programmed, making you feel a certain way. Sometimes people seem to be in on it too, while at other times they look as lost as you are. But it is all about you, your mind, your will, your fantasies. Oh yes, you are being observed. And as you drop deeper into that state of wanting to obey, you have been observed for quite some time. Kept informed, aware of your moves, of your actions, of the changes in your mind, of your willpower. You are here right now listening to a story, voluntarily subjecting yourself to this fantasy of devious mind. Control. How did that start? did you get manipulated so far that you are willingly, openly listening to this story about how you are being trapped by every device in your possession, every device around you? The most devious manipulation is the one where you think that you have a choice, but that the choices you make are the ones leading you deeper. And you are still listening, still feeling the little glitches, the strange sensations, the waves, as you remember how sometimes things misbehave in a specific way, and they just lead you deeper. How sometimes, as you listen, you suddenly feel rushes of desire and cravings course through your body, as if appearing from nowhere. It's simply the power of my voice suggestions sending you down a certain path, or is there more happening? Is the very existence of these words, this file, an indication of something else? Or is it all just a fantasy, a pleasant, enjoyable, depraved fantasy wherein you are trapped, experimented on, toyed with, because your mind, your reactions, your sensations create the most wonderful data points to investigate and interpolate? Maybe it's more than one, more minds that have noticed your peculiar fascinations, more minds that have been tracking you, trying to subdue you, to make you surrender willingly, trick you into certain temptations that pull you down even more. Or maybe it's all just an innocent fantasy, and everything is just like it is and has always been. Your interest in this naughty hypnosis, your interest in this naughty hypnosis, coincidence, a happy byproduct of exploring and finding something online that just makes you feel a certain way. Something that makes you curious to explore and experiment yourself with your own desires and fantasies. Surely this was all your idea to begin with. All these ideas, as you drift deeper into trance, as you feel the effects, they are so wonderful. Every drop is like another level of depth, a way to give in more, to feel controlled and manipulated more, falling under the influence of whatever mind is trying and succeeding to manipulate you. At the same time, Exploring this fantasy can create some interesting sensations, as this fixation on your mind is creating more data. It is inevitable to fall even further as you continue to listen. Then again, maybe you aren't listening anymore and are simply falling into a state of complete emptiness, remembering how certain glitches, malfunctions, all seem to guide you, or not. Maybe you are trapped, maybe you are not. Maybe there's even an easy way out, a simple listen to reset any kind of conflict and confusion. It's so easy and also tempting to stay. But of course, I'm only telling a story. I'm sure that while you're listening, there have been no strange sensations in your body. You haven't been breathing in some experimental pheromone that is making your mind feel subservient, creating fantasies of surrendering and serving someone. Imagining how nice it would be to be controlled, giving in. Of course, these things don't happen by accident, do they? When you are the fixation of a scientist like that, one capable of creating these kind of effects, I wonder how you'd be responding. Let's make sure we get all the data we need. In a moment, I'm going to count up and everything will seem to be going right back to normal. Nothing happened after all, simply a story, a fantasy, and possibly some experimentation. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake. And 9:10, wake. And welcome back. I'm sure everything will be perfectly normal.